full of horrific history, information, and traditions, as well as chilling poems and stories. And now, the weirdo you've been waiting for, the Halloween Haunter!
The U.S. Census Bureau knows all kinds of things, and they often like to show off their knowledge, if only to show they're actually working between censuses. There are many potential trick-or-treaters. Assuming they're between the ages of 5 and 13, there were about 36 million who could go in 2008, about 65,000 more than 2007. Of course, we don't know how many actually went, and we don't know how many over 13 or under 5 went, but it's a good ballpark number. Those 36 million had 111.4 million households to go to with someone living in them, presumably people. 93% of households consider their neighborhood safe, and 78% said there wasn't anywhere within a mile of their home they'd be afraid to walk alone at night. Now, costumes are rented for children and adults these days, and not all costumes are for Halloween, but there were 2011 costume rental and formal wear establishments in the U.S. in 2007. There were 1,233 chocolate and cocoa producers in 2007, and 38,794 people were lucky enough to work in them. They shipped $13.2 billion worth of treats throughout that year. I don't know how much was Halloween related, and I don't know if it's a wholesale value or retail value. California had 143 chocolate or cocoa producing establishments, which was the most, while Pennsylvania was next with 115. Hey, isn't Hershey in Pennsylvania? Chocolate isn't the only candy given out, though. There were 466 non-chocolate confectionaries in 2007, with 18,250 people toiling away in them. California had the most again, with 70. Guess how much candy was consumed per person in 2008? Go ahead. Guess, 23.8 pounds on average. That's less than 2 pounds per month, right? I try to save my allotment up for October. Illinois is the biggest pumpkin producing state with 496 million pounds in 2008. Wow, Sasha and Malia have had a lot to choose from. California, Pennsylvania, and New York have each produced at least 100 million pounds of pumpkins each, and the U.S. produced 1.1 billion pounds total. The value of the pumpkin crops of the major states was $141 million. If you're looking for an appropriate place to spend Halloween, you could join me at Twitter, at HalloweenHaunt, one word. I've found many great places, and even some Halloween travel packages. The Census Bureau has some too. The largest is Transylvania County. Did you know there's one in North Carolina? It has about 30,000 residents. It's not surprising really, since North Carolina is also the home of 2 Cape Fears and 1 Pumpkin Center. They love their Halloween there in NC. There is also Pumpkin Bend, Arkansas, where only about 300 people live. The famous Tombstone, Arizona, contains about 1,500 residents. My next trip may be to Skull Creek, Nebraska. Maybe I can go panning. Are you aware of any fun Halloween statistics or more Halloween-y places in the U.S.? Please let us know at HalloweenHaunt.wordpress.com.